ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Text 29. Nayam Veda Swam Atmanam Nayam Veda Swam Atmanam Eshaktaya Aham Diya Hatam Eshaktaya Diya Hatam Tam ಭಗವಂತಂ ಇದೋ ಅಸ್ಮಿ ಅಹಂ ನಾಯಂ ವೇದಾತ್ಮ ಯಕ್ಷತಃಂ ಧ್ಯಾತಂ ಮಾತಾಜಿ
I offer my
respectful
obedience
to
the
Chancellor,
விஷ்ணுபாதாய கிருஷ்ணபிரேஷ்டாய புதலே ஸ்ரீமத் ஜெயபதாக சுவாமிஜி நாமினி நமாவோம் விஷ்ணுபாதாய கிருஷ்ணபிரேஷ்டாய புதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமிஜி நாமினி நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரசாமி நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஸ்யாத்ய தேச தாரிணி ஜாய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர சிவாசரி கௌரபக்த வந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, chapter entitled as Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. So we've been discussing from Gajendra prayers from past few weeks. Right, this month is Dhamodara month, very very important month for the devotees. This month mainly is meant for worship, and this is the month of Srimati Radharani. So, and also, when you read this Dhammodara Ashram vows, one of the points is, especially this month, we are supposed to read the patterns of Gajendra. It's very, very important to read the prayers of Gajendra. We understand what is surrender in devotional life. Unless we understand I am not this body, I am the spirit soul, and I am part and parcel of Krishna, unless we understand this, it is very difficult to surrender. Right, if we don't understand, we are all fragmental part of Lord Krishna, then we keep on suffering in this material world. When the branch of the tree is chopped and thrown away, it is there for some time, it's green in color, but after some time it dries and dies. Similarly, many people they claim independent of God, I can live, I can be very, very happy. For some time they exist in one birth or two births, or for some time, in the course of time, they suffer so much in their life. So one should surrender to Krishna. If you want to surrender to Krishna, you should surrender from the heart, not simply outwardly. Right, we understand about Gajendra, when he started discussing this topic, how proud Gajendra was, how mighty he was, so powerful he was. Right, because the way he was walking to the Saras, the whole earth was shaking, the whole planet was shaking. Sometimes you see, even the puffed up people in the material world, when they are very, very powerful, and they got a lot of money, or they are very beautiful and handsome, they have this pride, they walk. By walking you can make out. Because the person who surrendered his life to Krishna, or the person who is full of knowledge from the scriptures, he will be very, very humble, just like the tree full of fruits, always humble, is bent down. But the trees without fruits, actually they are erect and they are very proud. But Srila Prabhupada says, it's very very important to be humble to understand Krishna. Without humility, it's not possible to understand Krishna.
So
here actually he's been humbled by providence. Gajendra has been humbled by providence. Now he's totally surrendered, really surrendered, and we can see his wonderful prayer, the way he's praying, so nice, simply touching everybody's heart.
So Vidhi Yoka Prakaramo Gajendra Vinayamayadu. So Vidhi Saravakana
Yasa Prasam animal, Gajendra animal, elephant. Elephant is full of ignorance. Outside and inside, full of ignorance.
So Gajendra and the Yeru Tegana Pusila Lokala Andra Bahanga Tampura Yoka.
And the way he is praying here, he is not asking for anything. He is not telling me, "Oh Lord, come and help me out. Just pull me out from this crocodile's mouth." No, he is totally surrendering. In the beginning he prays like that, but later he says, "Oh Lord, I don't want this body. I don't want this. Simply I want to surrender to you. Simply think of you. I don't want you to come and rescue me, but I don't want again another birth in this world." Gajendra understood this material difficulty will be there in this world, material world. For example, Lord comes and saves us from one situation, in another place, another attack will be there, another problem will be there.
So Bhagavad
Gita keep on crying because one problem, you solve the problem, another problem, you solve the problem, another problem, because the material world means continuously problems of them. Yes, Vipadam. Every step there is a danger. Under the situation of the material world, the quality of the material world, it will be problems. Problems will be there always. So Gajendra can pray, "Oh Lord, please rescue me from this crocodile." He can escape. Lord may rescue him. But if he is not bothered about the future, that I should serve the Lord, I should get away from this materialistic situation, tomorrow another crocodile may come and attack another leg. Right, this material benefits and material solutions are all temporary. Like Srila Prabhupada gives a wonderful example. There is one person working very hard in his life. And he is always working, always his job is carrying loads. Right, always carrying the loads on his shoulder and walking around. And once the shoulder, the weight he was carrying on his left shoulder was so heavy, very, very heavy. And sincerely cried to the Lord, "Oh Lord, oh God, if you are there, please come and help me. It's so heavy, I can't bear the load." Because he prayed so nicely, the Lord manifested in front of him and asked him, "What sort of boon you wanted?" He said, "Oh God, please shift the load from the left shoulder to the right shoulder." Srila Prabhupada says, the material solutions are like that. Because material solution, any kind of material solution, any kind of material benefit, is just like shifting the load from one shoulder to another shoulder. So devotees should understand, I am not this body, I am the spirit soul, as has been explained here, because we are all jivas, but part and parcel of Lord Krishna. Because Mamayamshe Jivaloka Jivabhuta Sanatana, Lord says very clearly, we are all part and parcel of Him. Manasasthani Indriyani, because we have 5 senses and mind, with these you are just simply suffering in this middle world. Prakritisthani Kharsati. Kharsati means so much of struggle because of this condition of life in this middle world. Because you desire to come here and you are suffering so much. Now Lord says Kharsati. Kharsati means ఓన్లీ స్ట్రగుల్, నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ మిడిల్
వరల్డ్.
సో యూ షుడ్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది సిచ్యుయేషన్. దట్స్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ బై సరెండర్ టు ది సుప్రీం లార్డ్. And how we can pray? We should pray from the heart in a humble manner. The way the Gajendra is praying now, with all humility is praying. Like Kunti Devi prayed to Lord Krishna, "Oh Lord, because let the difficulties come more and more. When the difficulties come, I think of you. Then I see a lot of space. Just seeing a lot of space, I'll be out of this birth and death cycle."
Similarly,
the princess, all the princesses caught by, they're all captured by Jarasandha. 20,800 princesses, they were conquered by, they were captured by Jarasandha, and they had imprisoned them.
So, if you know, we had
that time Lord Krishna went and liberated them.
So
they had lost their hope actually, because they have no proper food, they were in the jail for so many years, no proper clothes, the cleanliness was not there. 20,800 people, actually Jarasandha wanted to slaughter them, offering to Lord Shiva.
Because
Lord Krishna wanted to liberate them, so he went along with Arjuna and Bhima to fight with Jarasandha.
So ఈ విధంగా వాళ్ళు ముందు రావాలని చెప్పి భగవంతుడు అర్జునుడు భీముడితో కలిసి జరాసంధ్రు.
But Jarasandha said, "I won't like to fight Krishna because you are a coward boy. I don't want to fight with you. There's no point fighting with you. And you are a coward also because you ran away from the battlefield." I told Arjuna, "You are a small boy and you are not the right person to fight. You are not a match for me."
So Arjuna, you are not a match for me.
He was so proud and he told Bhima, "Okay, you have got a nice body and people say you're equal to 10,000 elephants, so I'll fight with you."
So Bhima,
so the fight went on for 13 days, day and night. The fight, and finally they were equally fighting. And now Bhima was thinking, "How I can kill this person?" Because Jarasandha was very, very powerful, because he knew the Shastras, and the sense is very, very powerful. Because he was so powerful, why? Because he was serving the Brahmanas very nicely, one good qualification he had. Right, he had a lot of material strength, he had a lot of affluence, he had a lot of strength, he had a lot of power. He had everything, but he never had the kripa of Supreme Lord Krishna. But he had Bhima and Jarasandha fighting, but Krishna was showing mercy to Bhima because Bhima was getting tired, even Jarasandha was getting tired. But now the pattern has to end, so Lord told Bhima, he took on grass and he tore like this. He just tear this in two pieces and throw him, that's the end of Jarasandha. So after killing Jarasandha, then Lord Supreme Lord went to this prison house. There he saw 20,800 princes. And there they prayed so nice to the Supreme Lord. Because totally they're impoverished, totally they lost their life, totally down.
So వాళ్ళు అక్కడ యువరాజు భగవంతుడు సకలం ప్రార్థించినట్టు వాళ్ళ జీవితం పట్ల సంపూర్ణ ఆసక్తి కోల్పోయారు.
And because they lost their power, they lost their kingdom, they lost their parents, they were beaten very badly, there's no proper food, there's no health condition, was very bad, the prison condition was very bad, they were put there for many, many years.
సో ఈ విధంగా వాళ్ళు వాళ్ళ తల్లిదండ్రులు కోల్పోయారు, వాళ్ళ రాజ్యాన్ని కోల్పోయారు, వాళ్ళ యొక్క పదవిని కోల్పోయారు, శక్తిని కోల్పోయారు, సరైన ఆహారం లేదు, సరైన దుస్తులు లేవు, సరైనటువంటి
Things are very nice with us. Everything is very, very wonderful. We will never suffer. But we may, of course, we may just offer our respects to him. We may offer obeisances, but not from the heart. And because then, totally you lose hope in this material world. There's no other way. Oh Krishna, please help me. That's the real surrender. Only Krishna and me, please help me out.
So
Gajendra, totally helpless. Simply surrender. Until Kunti Devi, she surrendered totally to Krishna. Similarly, these princesses, they totally surrendered because there's so much impoverished, so much suffering. The moment they saw Lord Krishna, they became so happy in their hearts. Right, they would be just changed, how much they would have respected Krishna. They would have said, just they would have washed the feet and sprinkled some water, they would offer their obeisance of respect. But now the moment they saw Krishna, the whole body started shivering. The tears were coming from their eyes. And they could not talk. The eyes were shook down. Why? The pride is totally gone. They can't be proud of anything in this material world. So Srila Prabhupada says, when the pride is there, it's not possible to surrender to Krishna. Right, Gajendra was proud, won't have surrendered to Krishna because so many beautiful, his wife was there, ladies were there, they were so powerful, so strong. How is it surrender? How is it possible?
So
but now he totally lost everything. He lost his strength. He lost his mental balance. Helpless. Now he's praying to Lord Krishna. Please help me out.
So
now that we should go to the same stage, we should go down, keep on struggling. No, at least by reading these passions, wonderful passions, we should understand the most important thing in Krishna consciousness is this, humility. Now you take this pattern of Keshava Kashmiri Digvijaya Pandit. Okay, so powerful, you are so powerful, full of knowledge. He just debated almost all the scholars around the world and finally came to Naradev to challenge all the scholars there. Right, wherever he goes, there'll be an elephant in front of him, the position, big elephant positions, horses, a big band, everything just to receive him.
సో ఎక్కడ అతను వెళ్ళినప్పుడు కూడా అతను పెద్ద పెద్ద ఏనుగులతో గుర్రాలతో పెద్ద పెద్ద వాయిద్యాలతో అతన్ని ఆహ్వానిస్తారు.
సో పవర్ఫుల్ యాక్చువల్లీ సో ఫేమస్ హీ వాస్. But in Naradev, all the scholars were scared. Oh, Keshava Kashmiri has come here. Now what to do now? Some of them are hiding. Some of them they ran away from Naradev. So because wherever he used to go, he used to challenge them. And if they say, we can't argue with you, then they have to give a return. Testimony, the written thing, you know, that we have lost to you. And I totally surrender myself to you. And whatever Keshava Kashmiri says, they should do. You should become my servant, you should become my servant. Or just go look at my property and till the land there, he has to do that. So like this, there are many thousands of slaves throughout India. So this person was so puffed up. He was so puffed up. He just came and challenged them. Everybody is there to defeat me, to argue, challenge me. But nobody challenged him. So the next day morning, he was going to the Ganges. That time, Nimayakande, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a small boy, 15 years old he was, with his students he was discussing there. He was the grammar teacher. Then he went to all these boys, the students, and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's a Keshav Kashmir, he is coming here. Digvijay Pandit is very, very powerful, he's coming this time.
So
Mahaprabhu just looked at him and smiled. So when he came closer, he immediately understood. I've been hearing about a boy, Nimai Pandit, supposed to be a very big scholar, and he has so much knowledge. Is it you? He says, yes, I am that Nimai Pandit. Then he says, can you challenge me? Can you argue with me? Then Nimai Pandit said, no, how I can challenge you? Because you are such a great person. Because you are Digvijay Pandit. You are so powerful and so famous. You have won so many awards everywhere. But I had a desire to hear from you actually. I just want to hear from you because I want to hear your points. Then he said, he was so much proud. He said, what exactly you wanted? What do you wanted? Tell me, which kind of poem you wanted? Then Nimai Pandit said, what are the Ganges? You can say two slokas on Ganges. Then immediately he sang. He sang 100 slokas there on the spot. Immediately 100 slokas he sang on Ganges. So nicely he sang, wonderfully, 100 slokas on Ganges. Then he was very, very happy. After chanting 100 slokas, he was so happy. Then he asked, how was it? Then Mahaprabhu said, so wonderful, so nice. Because I have not come across anybody, spontaneously, the moment you tell the topic, 100 songs, 100 slokas, chanting so nicely, I have not come across in my life. Everything is so wonderful, the meter is so nice, the grammar is so nice, it starts glorifying. And of course, there's a few mistakes also. Then he was so shocked because nobody told him that in his life there are some mistakes in his Rachana, in his slokas. Then what is that? You please tell me, what is that? Then he started explaining very nicely, very carefully. He took one sloka, and the 50th sloka, in center of the sloka, one sloka, he chanted fluently. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted fluently. Because even he cannot repeat the same sloka again. Because 100 he chanted, 100 slokas, but he cannot repeat his own slokas again. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one sloka in the center, a 50th sloka, and he chanted that one perfectly. Then every word, the meter, everything started showing where are the mistakes, where are the plus points, where are the negative points, what are the mistakes, everything explained. So when I explained, he was smashed, he simply defeated him. He was totally defeated. He could not say one word, he could not say, because he explained so nicely the mistake. ఇది అప్పట్లో స్టోర్.
చంద్రుడు
టోటలీ కన్ఫ్యూజ్, యూ కుడ్ నాట్ సే ఎ వర్డ్ అండ్ వెంట్ బ్యాక్ టు హిస్ క్వార్టర్స్. దెన్ యూర్ థింకింగ్ వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్, నోబడీ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్ డిఫీటెడ్ మీ లైక్ దిస్. మదర్ యూ జస్ట్ లెట్ మీ డౌన్ లైక్ దిస్ బికాజ్ ఆల్ దిస్ యూస్ టు స్పీక్ ఫర్ మీ ఎనీ ప్రాబ్లమ్ యూస్ టు కమ్ అండ్ టాక్ ఫర్ మీ బట్ టుడే ఐ హావ్ బీన్ లెఫ్ట్ అవుట్.
Just imagine
a 16 years old boy defeated me, smashed me. Why this happened? Why you never came and helped me out? Why you left me out like this? That night house they came in that dream and said, of course every time I used to come and speak for you. I should manifest on your tongue and I should speak for you. And because you're such a nice devotee. At the same time, the course of time, you're so popular. So the Supreme Lord, yesterday, the boy you met, Nimai Pandit, is nobody but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what are the knowledge I have is because of His mercy. So you're so proud in front of the Supreme Lord and you challenge Him, so He has removed your pride. You should become very humble now. Simply go back and fall at His feet and ask for apology. So the next day you went and fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and prayed for apology. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu excused him and said, you know, simply great, I just want just to show you a few things. So he was very humble and he was totally smart. He became very humble and he went back, he went away from Navadvip with bare foot. He went away with bare foot, but he carried Krishna Prema in his heart by the mercy of Nimai Pandit.
The
Keshava of Kashmir, he became a great devotee, always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So from here we can understand the most important thing is humility, the way the Gajendra is praying with all his humility, totally surrendered. And if that is possible, only if we understand, I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. To understand that, we are going to practice our devotional process very nicely, very carefully.
Referring to
the sloka of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, unless one comes to the Brahma state, it's very difficult to be happy in this material world. It's not possible, because always is hankering for something, or always is crying for something, lamenting. Ashila Prabhupada says, otherwise he is jealous of others. But always jealous of others, always jealous, always arguments, and having his own opinions, not the opinions of the Shastras, or Guru, or the Supreme Lord. And the jealousy is very, very strong if we don't understand about ourselves properly. Right? If we are ignorant of ourselves, then it's not possible to understand the Supreme Lord. We'll be ignorant of Him. Right? We'll be ignorant of the Shastras, we'll be ignorant of the Vaishnavas, we'll be ignorant of Guru.
సో మన గురువు సాధు శాస్త్రాల పట్ల ఎటువంటి అవగాహన లేకుండా
ఆల్వేస్ విల్ హావ్ ఓన్ ఒపీనియన్ what I think is correct. Lakshmila Prabhupada tells the story that two fellows were arguing. What is the argument actually? One person had, he was saying, scissor is the best thing to cut any item.
Another
person said, no, the knife is the best to cut anything. No, scissor is the best, I'm telling you. No, knife is the best. No, scissor is the best. So big argument, no, knife is the best, scissor is the best, knife is the best, scissor is the best. Right, you are trying to prove his point and the other fellow is trying to prove his point. Right, finally, this verbal fight turns to a physical bout. They start fighting physically. The fellow was arguing for the knife. He was a bit mighty. He was so angry. He lifted this fellow and threw him in the river. Right? Then he was drowning. You know, when you're swimming, he was drowning. Ashla Prabhupada says you are drowning and you are dying. Ashla Prabhupada says he is dying now. So he is drowning inside, but his hand came out and said, scissor is the best. Scissor is the best, and he went there and died. So Srila Prabhupada says that's very, very important how we hear from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra.
So
opinions, we'll have our own strong opinions, and these opinions are like diamonds, very hard. It'll never break that easily. And these opinions can be smashed, only be surrendered to Guru, Krishna and the Vaishnava.
It's not possible
to remove this opinion, strong opinion, my own opinion. Even in Krishna consciousness, I'll have my own opinion. Material world will see. Many people, you know, so much, I know all these things, you don't tell me I know. A very common thing. You try to explain, I know all these things. No, don't tell me all this. I know everything. And also, I know everything. And if it's wrong, also the thing is correct. What I know is correct.
So,
same thing in devotional life also. Many mistakes will be doing, and will be thinking, I am correct. So, the Guru's job is just to remove that anartha. Just to remove the anartha, put him in a proper situation in devotional life. Because that is service to Krishna. And the senior devotee, that is a service to other devotees. Like Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Maharaj is known as Simha Guru. We used to chastise like anything. But after chastising, somebody approaches him, whom he has chastised the approach, he should say, Dar told me, I am your servant.
So
he used to chastise not to enjoy, he used to chastise just to help him out. And just to make him humble so that he can surrender to Krishna very nicely. And because Shastras even can't imagine, just I told you something back, when Brahmacharis were traveling in a train. Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Maharaj is another compartment. So he walked to this compartment where the Brahmacharis were sitting. So one Brahmacharis is relaxing like this. He is taking a support, back support. Then immediately, Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Maharaj chastised him. No, you are not supposed to take the back support. What sort of Brahmachari are you?
So,
I can't sit straight. Why on the back support? You can't sit straight. So, he should chastise others. Because can you imagine? And we can chastise others. Why you take the back support? Why are you leaning against the wall? Why are you leaning against this pillow? Right, he should demand. That means you can see just by the body posture, the sitting posture, immediately can understand the consciousness of the devotee. Once he was giving a Bhagavatam class, and immediately one devotee got up and he was about to leave Bhagavatam
class.
Sannyas, where are you going?
Sir,
my son is sick, I should go and treat him. Take
care.
He said, no, you stay back here, let your son die.
So,
Bhagavatam class is more important. Let your son die. Sit in Bhagavatam class. Anybody can digest this statement. The materialist is saying, this person, what is this person talking like this? Where is normal person to talk like this? Abnormally. Because the sadhu's vision is totally different, a materialistic person's vision is totally different. The person who is going to become a sadhu, who is becoming a sadhu, his vision is different.
So sadhu yokka drishti vedi vantundi, gaurumai vedi drishti vantundi, sadhu kavalu drishti vedi
vantundi. As Lord Krishna says, what is day for the materialist is night for the sadhu. What is night for the sadhu is the day for the materialist. Their vision is totally different. The devotee's vision is totally different. A sadhu, his eyes are anointed with Krishna consciousness. And whatever he sees from the eyes of the Shastra, Shastra Shakshu. But a normal materialist actually sees everything from his mind, which is contaminated, which is polluted. So this is very, very important. Because now the Gajendra is totally his mode of surrender, totally at surrender. The way he is praying, we can understand so deeply is in Krishna consciousness. And this is very, very important. So this Gajendra prayers, we can understand many important points in our devotional life. And we should not pray to the Lord for small, small material benefits or some solutions in this material world. We should pray to the Lord, how we can serve you. Oh Lord, how we can serve your lotus feet. With all humility we should pray to the Lord. Like if you take Yudhishthira Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj he performed Rajasya Yajna. Rajasya Yajna is a very, very tough yajna among all yajna. Why is it tough? Because he is declaring that he is the mightiest emperor in the whole world. Right, there is nobody equal to me. I am the greatest. But we know, the Yudhishthira Maharaj is such a Vaishnava, but why he has to do this Rajasya Yajna? Such a humble king he is, but why wants this? So why wants to do this? Rajpriya. And that means he's declared to the whole world, I am the greatest. Yudhishthira Maharaj's humility, we understand the Shastra from Mahabharata, we understand how humble he is. What is state of heart? His heart state. One small narration from Mahabharata. Once Drona told Yudhishthira Maharaj and also told Duryodhana, just go around the world and see for yourself and come and tell me your opinion over this world. So Yudhishthira Maharaj went around the world, just saw the whole thing and came and reported to
Dronacharya.
He made a very humble statement. I went everywhere and saw so many people, all are so wonderful, so great. But I am such a low class person. I am very, very down, very low class person. You are so wonderful, such a great devotee there, so nice there. Then he actually, Duryodhana was so happy. Later on, Duryodhana he came with his
opinion.
Then he said, I went around the world and I came to know because such a useless people are. I could not find one great person better than me. I tried everywhere, there some people who are better than me, but I could not find one greater person than me. So Dronacharya tapped his back and sent him. So you understand, Yudhishthira Maharaj, though he went around the world and he felt everybody is wonderful, everybody is great, and the lowest. Right, such a king, now he wants to perform Rajasu Yajna and declare to the world he is the greatest.
Right,
totally contradictory. Right? We're totally contradictory.
Right,
he's so humble, now we have to declare that he is the greatest. And you know the answer why he did that? Yes. Give a big hand to him. Because you want to become the greatest, greatest means he has to perform the Rajasu Yajna, then he will become the number one emperor for the whole world. As part of the Rajasu Yajna, after the king has to nominate one person for the Agra Puja, first worship. His desire was to become an emperor, do the Rajasu Yajna, become number one, then take Lord Krishna, put him on the throne and worship his lotus feet. I showed the whole world that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
So
the whole world should surrender to Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Though I am the emperor, I am the greatest, I am the number one for the whole world, but I am touching his lotus feet and serving his lotus feet. That is my protection, he wants to show it to the whole world. So that's the mood of the devotees. Even though sometimes they are doing a survey, it may appear, oh, this guy might be a bit proud. But no, the mood is, they are pure devotees. The mood is how to glorify the Lord, how to engage everybody in the Lord's service. That's Yudhishthira Maharaj's heart. Though he wants to be the greatest, not for himself, how to glorify the Lord, how to be compassionate. How to help the living entities? How can this living entity, the Supreme Lord Krishna?
And
this is very, very important. In that mood, we got to perform our devotional service. What are the activities you do? We should be in Krishna
consciousness.
Right, we should not have double standards. Right, devotee should not have double standards. For sometimes I am a devotee, sometimes I am average devotee, sometimes I am pure devotee, sometimes I am not devotee. No. That is actually the gunas are controlling us. Gunas are controlling us. This is very important. Because these gunas are controlling us. We should understand. These gunas are controlling me. I should come out from the clutches of this guna. And very difficult to cross over it. It's very difficult. That is the most important of the devotee. It is consistency in devotional life. Consistency is always good in devotional life. Consistency is always very serious in devotional life. Consistency is always very sincere in devotional life. The consistency is the most important thing for a devotee to perform his devotional life. Not that I am enthusiastic one day, I am unenthusiastic one day I am fired up, one day there is no fire at all. That means the gunas are simply controlling us. So this is very, very important. This gunas can be controlled by our daily habits. Right, our eating, our sleeping, and our service. This should be very consistently, we should do it very nicely, in a nice manner, in a regulated manner. That is very difficult to cross over this maya. Daivesha Banamai Mahamaya Dhrutya. Very difficult to cross over. Because why? That's my energy. This three gunas is my energy. It's very difficult to cross over. But it's possible for you to surrender to me. Mameva prapadyante mayamaitam saranjate. The moment you surrender to me, then you can cross over. Very easily you can cross over. Otherwise it's not possible. So how we can surrender? Surrender. We are talking about the surrender. Gajendra plays the surrender. Surrender means from the heart it should be. That means you should study the Shastra very nicely, very deeply. Right, we should have wonderful understanding in the Vaishnava community. We should follow Srila Prabhupada's process very perfectly. We got to chant our rounds very nicely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then it's possible. The real surrender is from the heart. How we can surrender? If the moment we surrender, then the Lord is there. Lord immediately manifests in our heart and will start taking care of us. So whatever we eat, whatever you do, whatever the tapas you do, everything madharthanam, because Lord says everything should be for me. We should think of Krishna. That means totally we should be Krishna. Any activity we do in this life, it should be connected to Lord Krishna. That is very, very difficult. The flickering mind will be there always. Sometimes we are fired up, the others, sometimes we are unenthusiastic, sometimes we are very enthusiastic. That's why every day, consistently, the same thing what the Prabhupada has given. On and on and on, every week, every month, every year, years and years, decades and decades, you should go on, simply keep on doing that. Prabhupada is like that. Prabhupada once doing Janmashtami. Once doing Janmashtami, because you can understand that, what is the state of transcendental duty. How is the mind, how is the heart is? One Janmashtami, after the Abhishekam, it is quite late, around 1 o'clock in the night. My Prabhupada is there, many sannyasis, many jewelries. It's night 1 o'clock. Srila Prabhupada sitting on the Vyasasana. And he told one sannyasi to read the Krishna book. And this sannyasi is reading Krishna book. I know Krishna book, one chapter, first chapter is reading, so many pages. Right now all the devotees are hankering for prasadam, and the prasadam will come to eat. They're angry. The whole day they're fasting, and it's Janmashtami festival, and it's night 1 o'clock. He's reading. The first chapter is complete. And the Jews got a lot of relief now. My God, the chapter is over. They all chanted Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah, they all chanted. It's all over, they thought. The Prabhupada said, second chapter. Then all the things, they said, 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, they started reading the second chapter, page 1. It was all the sannyasis, the sannyasis reading few pages and give it another sannyasi. And all the devotees are falling down. They're all sleeping. They're falling off. But Srila Prabhupada is sitting erect and rapt attention is listening to this Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha. All the sannyasis, they have the dandas. So many sannyasis are just falling asleep, then they're going forward and coming forward. I see. All the dandas are going front and back, front and back. So they read first page, second page, third page, 10th page, 20th page, second chapter completed. And thus ends the Bhakti Vedanta purpose. All Prabhupada ki! All chant Prabhupada ki, they all become really. Now we can go for prasadam. Prabhupada said, third chapter. Starting the third chapter. And now no voice also, no strength also. Some devotees are fainted, some devotees are fallen, somebody is holding on the pillar, and some devotees are crawling. But Prabhupada sitting straight and very nicely listening to Bhagavatam. Right, the difference between the pure devotee, the surrendered mood, and listening to Krishna Katha, and the conditioned souls, and the practicing devotees, how they are. The third chapter went on, and finally, Bhaktivedanta Parapatki. That is the Bhaktivedanta Parapatki, the Prabhupada ki, all are doubt to the fourth chapter. Jai, Jai, Jai. They're expecting another fourth chapter to start. So, but I think you're all a bit tired. You should take some prasadam. That's the way. That is Srila Prabhupada's train. That is Prabhupada's training. That's why you see all the devotees are so wonderful. So serious in their Krishna consciousness. Like 3 hours, 4 hours kirtan, dancing and jumping. Reading for hours together. Very strict training by Srila Prabhupada. Today they are wonderful. They are just traveling around the world. They are speaking so nicely, they are influencing the whole world in Krishna consciousness. This is very, very important to listen to Vaishnava, to Srila Prabhupada's instructions, to Guru. It's very, very important. Reading the Shastras very carefully. Anybody has any questions to ask? తరంతరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి శ్రీ శ్రీ నాదార్ బిందు శిలాస్వరూప హృదయ్.